welcome to It's Not Your Fault. That's Emily Averson.
And that's Chelsea Rocky.
And today we are talking about how the heck we're here in the first place.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, in the simplest forms, we are here because we have dated piece of crap men.
Basically, we had 2 3-month relationships.
Yep.
That were complete shit.
Yep. Recently, within the last 6 months.
Yeah, fuck COVID. So here we are.
2020 did us dirty in multiple ways.
So basically what we're talking about in this whole It's Not Your Fault podcast is narcissism.
Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been speechless, like you have no words for what just happened in your relationship, conversation-wise, argument-wise, anything. If you're like, I don't know what to say or do, like, this is what we're talking about.
If you are confused.
Yes.
There is a reason why you're confused.
Confused because you have no idea what you did wrong, but you feel like a piece of shit.
Right.
But you reread, you go over everything that you've said, and you still feel like, holy cow, I feel like a piece of shit, but I don't know what I did wrong.
Right. You know what? He has some valid points.
Totally.
She has some valid points.
Totally.
You know, you're right. Maybe what I wore last night was too revealing. Maybe I do drink too much wine.
Right.
Maybe my hair is kind of funky if I have a cowlick on top of my scalp.
That's me.
All of these things are a reason to pick a fight. None of these things are something that is your fault.
Right.
It boils down to an insecurity that the other person has about you.
Yep.
And that's basically what we're talking about on this podcast.
This entire podcast is going to be about
podcast.
That. We're going to have tons of people that are going to come on that have experienced this same exact thing. Yes.
That's the hope. Okay, how many can you count on your hands?
Instantly, right off the bat, 3. Not just like, oh, he was mean to me and I felt bad. Or like genuine, deep, dark, rooted issues with the man or the woman, whoever it may be. There's 3 right off the top of my head that I can count.
Any that are married?
Nope.
Divorced?
No, all these are like long-term relationships. Yeah, but again, have never pulled the trigger, have not got married, but they've been in this ebb and flow for years and years and years. And what are they doing? They're doing the same freaking thing.
Same freaking thing.
It's awful. It's terrible. They're not happy, either one of them, but they can't get out. It's like,
so, and for those of people who are, I mean, honestly, I didn't even know what narcissism was before all of this happened. I had to ask my therapist when she was like doing the well-rounded thing of like, hey, this is probably what you're going through.
Right.
I had to ask her for a legitimate definition of what it was.
Narcissism, like the actual disorder, is very different from somebody who has like narcissistic tendencies. Like, I think in a way, a lot of people do, but that goes with like your ego and, you know, like there's a lot of things that go into being full of yourself, which a lot of people say is, quote, narcissism, which is not the case.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like a lot of people confuse narcissism with other things of just being selfish in general. Like,
right.
He just cares about himself. He doesn't care about anybody.
Right.
Else.
Correct.
It's so much deeper than that. And I think like that's where I didn't know. I was like, I've heard this word so many times, but I've never known what it meant. And the fact that it applies to my life at this moment is beyond me. And I need to know what it means immediately.
Right.
I spelled that completely wrong. I'd have to know the Google. Oh, what is your Wi-Fi password?
Well, for everybody in the universe.
That's the Mayo Clinic. I don't know how trustworthy those people are.
The Mayo Clinic?
I think
they're like the number one trusted people in the world.
Every time I Google something. Okay, here we go. Narcissistic personality disorder. That's what it is. It's a legitimate personality disorder, right? NPD is what the pros call it if you're in the gig. A disorder in which a person has an inflated sense of self-importance. But what you guys have to remember, it's okay, and honestly, side note, asterisk here, narcissistic personality disorder is found more commonly in men.
I knew you were going to say that.
And that's not excluding women. Remember that. So if you're a guy out there and this is happening in your relationship, so be it. It's very much possible. Mm-hmm. But it is most commonly found in men.
The easiest way to talk about this is like, it's not going to just stop. Like, they're not just going to get over it.
No.
And so it's like coming to grips with it is like another thing that we're going to be talking about is like, what do you do other than just call it quits immediately? I don't know.
Right. And that's it. Okay, so what we were talking about earlier before we hit the record button was basically that there is so much to do with the personality disorder like this, with narcissism in general, right? Like, there's a manipulation factor. There is the, well, don't go out with your friends, because if you go out with your friends, then you're not paying attention to me and you need to constantly be texting me. Right. And if you're not texting me every like 5 minutes, then we're going to have some problems. You've got an MIA.
And
what are you doing?
Wrong.
Are you, yeah, you're doing something wrong. You're drinking too much. You're having too much fun. You're talking to some guy.
You're flirting.
Know?
You're looking at somebody. Oh. You're, I mean, the list goes on and the on list and goes on forever.
But here's the deal. If it's not manipulation of just having control over you, mm-hmm. it is the deep-rooted insecurities of what yep. this disorder stems from, right? And everyone has to remember, this has absolutely nothing to do with you. Nothing.
At all.
It is wild. It is wild how much time they have on their hands to like go through their memory bank on everything that you have or have not said and why you have or have mm-hmm. not said.
So basically, just walk on eggshells
yep.
the rest of your life.
Yep.
Don't talk. Don't tell them your thoughts. And just keep on trucking along on a one-way journey while they just travel behind you like a wolf attacking you.
Yeah. From personal experience, let me just tell you that from your very first date, he remembers every single thing.
It gives you goosebumps. It's kind of like,
yeah,
holy.
And he will bring that up.
Oh,
why'd you say it like that?
And it'll be days, weeks later. Like,
months,
you know what?
Even.
You know what?
You know what? Why I'm saying this today is because of months ago, you said this to me on our first date.
Yep.
And that's why I feel the way that I feel uh-huh. now.
He's a woman.
Gosh.
I literally said that. I was like, you know what? I am the man in this relationship. Like,
yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
He is so sensitive. He is asking me the weirdest questions. Like, these are questions that my girlfriends ask that I'm like, maybe you shouldn't ask those questions. And then he's asking those to me.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
It's wild.
Well, and they also expect you to read their mind because you're supposed to know exactly what they're thinking 100% of the time. And if you don't care about them enough.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault
at all.
Absolutely not.
If you take out your emotions from this, once you remove yourself from this situation, it is so fun in a weird way and interesting to see how these people think, how they act, and honestly, you can predict
yes.
a narcissist every single move.
We are not medical professionals.
No, at all, whatsoever.
No.
We are not going to be. We're not trying to be. We are not in school. Like, we
no.
have our own careers going on. This is
yes.
just something that we are so passionate about, something that's so fun. I should quit using the word fun because it's not fun. But like, so
it's fascinating.
Fascinating
there you go.
To talk about. And I think that we have so many good friends all over the country.
Yes.
From colleges and just everything that come together and like, we talk about this. So
yeah.
it's like, we want to put it out there. Like, if you're driving in your car and you stumble upon, it's not your fault. Like, listen, contact us. Like, it really is interesting and we do know a lot of good information. We've talked to therapists, doctors, all these different people that are
yeah.
in it. But that is like why we are here right now.
Yeah, because these are our experiences.
Yeah.
This is what we can speak on.
Right. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault
at all.
Absolutely not.